Listening Library presents The Thief Lord by Cornelia Funke. Read for you by Simon Jones. Chapter 1. Victor's New Clients. It was autumn in Venice when Victor first heard of Prosper and Beau. The canals, gleaming in the sun, dappled the ancient brickwork with gold. But the wind was blowing ice-cold air from the sea, reminding the Venetians that winter was approaching. Even the air in the alleyways tasted of snow, and only the wings of the carved angels and dragons high up on the rooftops felt any real warmth from the pale sun. The house in which Victor lived and worked stood close to a canal, so close, in fact, that the water lapped against its walls. At night, he sometimes dreamed that the house was sinking into the waves, and that the sea would wash away the causeway that Venice clings to, breaking the thin thread that binds the city to Italy's mainland. In his dream, the sea would sweep the lagoon away too, swallowing everything. The houses, the bridges, the churches, the palaces, and the people who had built so boldly on its surface. For the time being, however, the city still stood firmly on its wooden legs. Victor leaned against his window and looked out through the dusty glass. Surely no other place on earth was more proud of its beauty than Venice. And as he watched its spires and domes, each caught the sun as if trying to outshine one another. Whistling a tune, Victor turned away from the window and walked over to his large mirror. Just the weather for trying out his new disguise, he thought, as the sun warmed the back of his sturdy neck. He had bought this new treasure only the previous day, an enormous moustache, so dark and bushy that it would have made any self-respect.